Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with FitExec. On the show today, we have stalwart communications David Oates climbing the wall to success. Check it out. We are here at FitWall in La Jolla, yeah. And David Oates, president, CEO of Stalwart Communications. This is where he comes to get in shape to get ready for his day. So, what does this do for you, David? What does it do for your work?
So, background is I started this regimen when FitWall opened. This is its first location. So it's been about 15, 16 months or so. And for me, you know, I'll start work at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll jockey the laptop. I'll do a couple of things I need to do.
Right.
And getting here for the 8 o'clock class just sort of resets the rest of the day. Because, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, entrepreneurs, business owners, my day is going to go to late 9 o'clock tonight. And to sort of have the first part of a 12-hour day just completely decompressed and completely rid myself of any sort of anxiety I have about the things I got to get done, it really helps me just focus on what I got to do, sort of resets my emotions, my psyche, and I live for these days. Believe it or not, as hard as that is, I really live for the days I get to come here.
Right on. And how often do you come here? Is it like 2-3 times a week?
It's 3 times a week. Okay. I like 4. Okay. Sometimes my schedule is such that I really can't get here 4, even 5 days a week.
Right.
And some of those days, you've seen the intense workout. Yes. I need at least a day or two of just rest and recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't go 3 days a week, I feel it. I feel it in just my energy level.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it in my focus and things of that nature. And that's what I like about this. It's a 40-minute class. You saw both the cardio and strength aspects. It's largely interval training. It's your own body resistance. I think maybe only 6 of the exercises we used any sort of bands.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty efficient workout. It's probably the most efficient workout I've gotten and the most effective. So.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because I mean, a lot of us professionals out there, we're super busy. You're like one of the busiest persons that I know on the planet because you're the king of networking here in San Diego. So I mean, it's hard to imagine that you can fit something into your day, and there's so many other people out there that are so busy. How do you fit this into your day, and then where do you go from there?
It's really just putting your mind to it. It's getting the focus. And I'll be honest with you, I probably lost about 25 pounds since I started this about 15 months ago. And that's probably 25 net pounds. So I've probably put on more muscle than I've lost weight on that. But my whole body composition has changed. And I didn't go for a long time because of the reasons you stated. I thought I couldn't do it, right? I've got a breakfast meeting, I've got a lunch meeting, I've got a dinner meeting. Somewhere along the way, I got to take care of the clients, I got to take care of my people. But when I actually said, you know what, I'm going to devote it, it really is. You know, 40 minutes 3 times a day to get this done. It's not that much time to feel focused, and the productivity level is so much better.
Yeah.
It's worth the time.
Yeah, so I was gonna ask you, like, how does that translate into your daily work? I mean, you've gotta have, you say you dropped 25 pounds, and that's gotta give you a lot more energy in your work.
It just gives me a lot more energy, a lot more focus. Mm-hmm. I think it's the focus aspect of it. I mean, I feel a lot better, I feel fit, I feel more energized, but actually my mind is just more focused because I don't have all this crud that, you know, just hangs out in your brain that a good sweat workout just totally purges. So that's the big thing for me.
Now, how about diet and rest? What do you do for diet and rest to like complement all this stuff?
I can't tell you that I actually, you know, focus on a really good diet. I mean, I don't eat bad stuff. I'm not one that snacks on a lot of junk. If I'm gonna snack, it's gonna be probably a lot of, you know, almonds or nuts or things like that. But I'm not watching calories. I'm not watching, you know, all the simple things that a lot of people say you have to do.
Right.
Maybe I should, but for me, if I'm hungry, I'll eat and I just try to eat the right stuff. Sleep is something that I think any entrepreneur struggles with.
Yeah.
I probably average on a weekday 6.5 hours a night.
Mm-hmm.
I try to catch up that on the weekends. I probably sleep 8 and 8.5 hours on a Friday, Saturday, and maybe Friday and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And that usually is sufficient enough to do so.
All right.
Fridays, though, I'm pretty tired.
Yeah, I think, doing a workout like this, I watch the whole thing, and you really don't, there's a lot of calories burned. So, you can afford to eat some stuff. So, it's not some sort of super disciplined regimen.
Yeah, but when I do eat, to your point, because I'm eating more than I've probably eaten even when I was heavier. But what I do try to eat is, if I'm gonna do something like that, I'm gonna eat lean protein, I'm gonna eat, you know, good leafy grains, I'll try to eat nuts. But, you know, I'm still having a glass of wine every night, I'm still having a beer, I'm still, you know, if there's piece of chocolate cake or something like that, I might have one every now and then. I'm not so zealot about it. Because I do think that you have to live a little bit. As long as I'm working out, as long as I'm doing, you know, the generally right things, I think that's fine. Everything in moderation, right?
Indeed, indeed. All right, wrap up. I mean, do you have any advice out there for folks who may be in your same position, looking for a leg up in their career, and how does health and how does health play a part in that?
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in this. If you don't take care of yourself first, you're not going to be good to anybody. You're not going to be good to clients. You're not going to be good to team members. You're certainly not going to be good to people that matter in your personal life, like my wife. So 3 times a week, get out. If it's Fitwall, great. Tell them you know me. Seriously, the referral would be great because they'll give you a free trial and you can sign up online. But whatever you do, I don't care if you're running, I don't care if you're walking, I don't care if you do CrossFit, just go do something, okay?
Very good. Words to live by. All right, David, thank you very much.
Thanks
well
for coming
done, sir.
Out.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right.
Thanks for taking the time.